Preface to the Charles Dickens edition. I remarked in the original preface to this book that I did not find it easy to get sufficiently far away from it in the first sensations of having finished it, to refer to it with the composure which this formal heading would seem to require. My interest in it was so recent and strong, and my mind was so divided between pleasure and regret. Pleasure in the achievement of a long design, regret in the separation of many companions, that I was in danger of wearying the reader with personal confidences and private emotions. Besides which, all that I could have said of the story to any purpose I had endeavoured to say in it. It would concern the reader little, perhaps, to know how sorrowfully the pen is laid down at the close of a 2 years' imaginative task, or how an author feels as if he were dismissing some portion of himself into the shadowy world when a crowd of the creatures of his brain are going from him forever. Yet I had nothing else to tell, unless, indeed, I were to confess, which might be of less moment still, that no one can ever believe this narrative in the